One way to think about what we're doing, especially at the beginning of a retreat, is to establish the container in which mindfulness can grow. And the some important qualities of that container, this relaxation, a receptive quality of awareness, receptive quality to the attention, curiosity, kindness, these kind of qualities are what allows the mindfulness to be established in a wholesome way. And it can be helpful if you notice during a meditation, I certainly felt long points in my practice, especially at the beginning, that the main thing was I was supposed to stay with the breath, stay with the experience. I was just gripped onto it, thinking that being mindful meant staying with the breath. And that kind of gripping onto the breath was not relaxed, was not receptive, was not friendly. And so the way that the mindfulness got set up had a kind of brittleness to it because of that kind of forcing myself to stay with the breath. And so what I've learned over the years is that if I find myself doing that kind of gripping, I let go of trying to focus at that point. If I'm using the breath as a exploration, using the breath as a focus for the attention, I look to establish the container of abide, relax, receive, be curious, friendly, and take my time getting back to the breath. The mindfulness can also start to become established through this exploration of relaxing and receiving. And so we don't have to feel like, oh, the place I get the mindfulness established is with the breath. The Buddha talked in the Satipatthana of many ways to establish mindfulness. Through the body, through the breath, through noticing the mind, through noticing feelings. We can notice how the body is, relaxing the body. That can be a way to begin to establish mindfulness. And it creates the conditions in which a more wholesome, it creates a more wholesome container for that mindfulness to be established. And so when the mind wanders, for instance, the mind wanders off into thought, and there's the moment of waking up and recollecting mindfulness. In that moment, really helpful, rather than having the idea of needing to rush back to anything in particular, to check in, how am I in this moment? I would encourage a checking into establishing mindfulness with what's here in this moment. As the mind wanders off in thought, often it's like a new landscape is constructed when the mind goes off into thought. And if we are not attentive to and open to what that landscape is when the mindfulness returns, and it's like we're jumping over it to get back to the breath, the whole complex of landscape that has been constructed may be just kind of sitting in the background, not being acknowledged. Often when our mind wanders, especially at the beginning of retreat, it wanders to past and future and things we haven't done and need to do, and it can get tied up in our habits and patterns. And so acknowledging that when we return, how am I? Is there tension as I return from the wandering? If so, reconnect with that relaxation. Explore abiding for some moments before exploring that reconnection, remembering the container of establishing mindfulness in some ways is more important than what we are paying attention to. The how we are is more important than what we are noticing. And so that exploration of the container and relaxing with that container when our mind returns from the wandering can be very supportive. So letting go of the feeling of needing to rush back to any particular experience there. The other piece I want to emphasize is the continuity. Continuity is where it's at in terms of the establishment of mindfulness and the deepening of what our mindfulness can see. I talked about the intimacy and the guided meditation, and you know, we can sometimes with the intimacy, it's kind of like we try to push our way into experience. And I've certainly noticed that I can do that at times. It can create a little bit more of a tension to try to push our way in. But what I do see is that with this kind of relaxed exploration of establishing a gentle continuity of mindfulness, that establishment of mindfulness, mindfulness, that established mindfulness kind of wants to become intimate, and it begins to be more curious about experience and become more intimate with experience. And so the intimacy with experience can begin to be revealed as we just gently persist with being with this experience. The continuity in this gentle way, moment to moment, light touch, that is our work throughout the day, as well as in our sitting, breath by breath, step by step. In the walking, we can do something similar, you know, in terms of the light touch of practice. Sometimes if I find my mind really scattered, when I'm doing walking meditation, I will, like, you know, just give myself some spot on the ground, like, you know, a foot or two in front of me, and say to myself, well, can I be mindful until I get to that leaf? Can I be mindful till I get to that stain on the cement? And just, it's kind of like drawing myself forward with the mindfulness. It's like just enough effort to get to that leaf. Yep, I could do that. Okay, how about there? Oh, yep, I could do that. How about the next spot? And so that this light touch, to not feel like, oh, I have to stay present for the entire 45-minute walking period, but just enough to get to that leaf. Just enough to get to that place. So that light touch can help with this continuity of the mindfulness. So are there any questions about your practice this morning?
So it's easier to zone out than to stress or push myself. And when I need some kind of gentle awakening, I don't know if I'm sleeping, but
yeah. So the comment about at the beginning of retreat in particular, there's almost too much relaxation, and it feels like it's easy to zone out, and so needing a little bit of gentle awakeness. Well, I think this practice around the gentle persistence, when there's that much relaxation, it's like we have to remind ourselves more frequently. It's not that we have to, like, hold tighter or force ourselves, but it's more of a, how about, can I be here with the beginning of the in-breath? Can I be here to the end of the in-breath? Can I be here for the gap in the in-breath? Can I be here for the beginning? So just enough, so in shorter moments, essentially. That's one exploration that I find helpful. And it's just like I haven't used the scooter analogy yet, so I'll use it now. I like the scooter analogy for as a kind of a analogy for effort in our practice. Kids ride these little razor scooters. You stand on the platform, and there's two wheels, and I think you all know what scooters are, and they're not motor scooters. It's not a motorized scooter. It's something where you have to put your foot down and tap on the ground to get going. And when you're at a standstill, you need to tap, 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 tap the ground kind of frequently. If you just stand on the platform, you'll fall over. That's kind of like falling asleep. You know, it's like you just stand there. Okay, so you need to make some effort. You need to put that foot down and tap, tap, tap. And at the beginning of the retreat, there may need to be more of an intentionality to that connecting. A light touch to that connecting in terms of, it's not so much that we need to be more aware in a moment, but more reminding moment to moment. So that it's it prompts us moment to moment. So it's like at the beginning we need to tap, 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 tap. And at the beginning, it may be a lot of tapping. It may be a lot of that reminding at the beginning of retreat. A lot to recognize that. And also to recognize the conditions. I mean, we will find ourselves zoned out. The conditions at beginning of retreat, we're often exhausted. So it's when you wake up into that, notice how that is, you know, that state of mind. I find that also to be a very interesting exploration around the sleepiness is and the relaxedness. It's like if the mind is so relaxed that it's zoning out, when we can notice the moment of returning, I talked about noticing the moment of returning and sometimes the mind feeling more tense. Sometimes in that moment of returning, because we've been zoning out instead of like going into real argumentative or thoughts of past or future, it's almost like the there's more relaxation in that moment of reconnection. And so there may not be tension in that moment, but notice what is there. Wow, really relaxed in that moment. And okay, how much of that connection, how much of that connection do I need to meet the experience? Not thinking, how can I change this relaxation to be something else? But more, it's like, relaxation and efforting are not opposites. We sometimes think if I'm that relaxed, I need to get rid of the relaxation. And it's like they can both be strong. Both relaxation and that gentle persistence can be strong. So it's like tuning the level of the gentle persistence to the conditions of that mind. Back to the scooter analogy. So as we tap in that gentle way, get going, at some point on the scooter, we'll get familiar with the feeling of riding the scooter, and you know that you can just ride for a little while, and then you start to get familiar with this wobbly feeling on the scooter, and then you know you need to put your foot down and tap again. Again, it's kind of similar with the mindfulness that as we use that gentle persistence, we begin to get a sense of a momentum, maybe a little bit of a feeling of establishment of mindfulness, maybe just for a few seconds at a time. And then we can like ride that little wave of mindfulness without reminding ourselves as frequently. And so there we begin to get a sense of there being some alertness or some ability to connect with experience. And a familiarity with that, we can just ride that wave and then begin to get familiar with the kind of sense of the beginning of the zoning out process, the feeling of the mind beginning to leave the present moment. And at that moment, we can apply a little bit more of that that effort, that gentle persistence, tap, tap, tap on the scooter again. And yet also an interesting exploration. So I'm pointing to two different pieces here. One is just when there's a lot of relaxation and zoning out, it can be useful to apply a little bit more of that light touch of reminding. Oh, aware. Okay, connect. In-breath. Have an in-breath. First moment of the in-breath. end of the in-breath, oh, first moment of the out-breath, end. So just enough effort to be there for shorter bits. And likewise in the walking, shorter bits. So that's one way to approach that state. And the other is, again, as I said, to acknowledge that this is going to happen. You know, as Gil said in the very first night, don't worry about getting it right. You know, what does right mean? Right means I'm never sleepy? Let go of that one. So another exploration can be kind of exploring the edges of sleepiness as we can, or exploring the edges of that spacing out as we can. And one of the edges is when we wake up, the moment of remembering, oh, wow, waking up into zoned out. This is what that state of mind is like. This is buzzy, pleasant. Okay, that's this experience. And so we begin to get familiar with that experience. And then we can also, getting that attunement, we begin to get a sense of what that experience is, that feeling of zoning out in the moment of remembering. As we begin to get familiar with that, then we can also begin to notice it as we're heading into it, kind of like the departure of the mindfulness from being present with some, like maybe the breath. We may begin to get a sense of, oh, with the breath, and then feeling like the mind is just like letting go of the breath and starting to move into that pleasant, zoned out place. Exploring that possibility as well. It is possible to know that, to be with that. And yet we often see, I think, at the beginning of retreat, you know, that often takes us completely out. But if that's what's happening and there's not a lot of control, you might as well explore those edges too. So, you know, exploring the edges of recognizing and getting familiar with the experience of zoned out, spacing out, falling asleep, and encouraging the kind of gentle persistence. For myself, the practice around looking at, exploring, what does it mean to allow the fingers of the establishment of mindfulness to begin to infiltrate states like sleepiness and spacing out has been some of the most powerful practice for me. The feeling of the mind as it releases into sleepiness, there's a letting go there. And there's been a deeper understanding about what it means to be present as the mind lets go in exploring that, those edges. And so not having the sense that the sleepiness or the sloth and torpor or any state of mind is an enemy. It's just perhaps a state in which you're not so familiar yet with being mindful and beginning to explore the edges of the possibility of being mindful in that. So it's time to stop. A couple of quick announcements.